Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
335, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. The mortgage rates are going up. Only Kamala Harris and Joe Biden could figure out a way to cut the interest rates via the Fed and have mortgage rates increase. I'm telling you, we have never, ever seen anything like this. Now, God willing, in 19 days, our long national nightmare will be coming to an end. Don't forget, though, after Kamala Harris loses, dear God, please let Kamala Harris lose. And it's got to be a big enough margin that Donald Trump wins that our friends on the other side can't engage in their usual shenanigans. But having said all of that, let's just say she loses. We're all happy. We're just sort of thinking, okay, well, we got to get through the next couple of months, right? It's going to be November the 5th. We just have to make it through January the 20th when Donald Trump and his stuff move back into the Oval Office. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do is make it that far. But you got to remember something. We have to make it that far. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kamala Harris loses. Now, I know what you're saying, Jeff. Don't you want to say that Donald Trump wins? Well, I do. But again, there's that part of me. I'm a guy who's trying to do good things, but it doesn't mean I'm a good guy. So I just feel better reminding everybody that Kamala Harris loses. It's a little bit like talking about Hillary Clinton when you say, oh, yeah, she's not president, is she? No, she's not. I just don't hear you say that. So I'm saying she loses. But then the hard work begins for Joe Biden. It does. He's got to get the pardon together for his moron son, Fredo. He's got to figure out whether any of the other unindicted members of La Cosa Nostra are going to be needing any sort of pardons. It's not going to be easy for him. Plus, he's got to work in a nap and a visit to a beach. Only they could cut the rates via the Fed and have mortgage rates go up. Absolute bat crap craziness. I want to remind you that Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be with us at 4:35. Love Rob. He does a great job. He really does. So I'm looking forward to chatting with him. All right, Brian Maloney has joined us. You know, Brian's been joining us on each and every Friday Eve leading up to the election. Doing a great job observing things. Number one, Brian, I appreciate you being here. Number two, just how much popcorn did you consume last night watching Kamala Harris? That's what I want to know.
That and to your point about the rates going higher when the Fed cut rates, it's the bond market saying, we don't believe you people. We see inflation is still running rampant out there. We don't believe your fake government numbers. And that's what's going on there. So rates go higher. The markets speak and the government is behind the curve. And they're trying to push things the other way. And by the way, they made that 50 basis point cut to help Harris, and it didn't help. It backfired. So that's the good news, Jeff.
That is good news. Of course, with 19 days left to go, there's still plenty of room for all sorts of hijinks and shenanigans, right? There's bad stuff that they can still pull out of their hat.
And they will. Yeah. And I think that's what everyone's dreading. We know it will be a roller coaster ride between now and then. And the thing I'm cautioning everybody on right now, because, you know, last night was a really good feeling, because we can get to in a second, because obviously she blew it last night. But the bottom line here is, you know, and I dig through these polls that, you know, give me migraines, but consistently, and even in Virginia and a number of states, almost every state, there's 5 to 7 to 8% of the electorate is still up for grabs. Yeah. They are still undecided, sometimes 10%. And you have to ask yourself, you know, who are these people that haven't made up their minds by now? But they're out there, and they're more common than you think, and they can swing things one way or another. So if you think any of this is over yet, it's not. And you just say, well, there's early voting, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, is an election day just a formality? Nope. Nope. We will be fighting this till the last second on election night.
So here's what I got to ask you, and I want to remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us. I've been a fan of Brian.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work for, I don't know, 20 years or thereabouts. You dive into all this stuff, and you're doing the proverbial cross tabs, right? That explains to you why somebody is or is not where they are or where they're not. So you're talking about 7% of the population is still, at this point, undecided. I'm thinking, well, those are people that are crazy, or they don't read, or they don't live on planet Earth. What are the real reasons that they are not sure yet which way they're voting?
Well, I think for one thing, some of these people are in new groups that, you know, are just starting to kind of move over toward Trump and Republicans, you know, in recent years, like some Hispanics, okay. But also just so there are always a lot of moderates, you know, and there, I mean, you think, well, isn't this very, very clear? Well, a lot of, you know, not a lot of people, but some people don't have especially firm views. They don't follow politics that closely. You know, I mean, it's hard to completely get into their minds, but they're voting for their own needs. They're voting for their own self-interest, which they should do. That's what everyone should do when they vote. Right. Vote for, you know, the right. That's how this works.
That's right.
And yeah, I mean, will you be able to afford food after the election? That's how you go in and vote, you know. Will you be, you know, these are obvious things. So there's some of that. And, you know, don't forget, the rest of us kind of forget this because most of us tune out these horrible dinosaur media networks now, these TV networks. Yep. You know, we're not watching the NBC Nightly News anymore, right? But some of these people still are, and they are hearing the propaganda every day. So that's how some of these people end up on the fence.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the play last night, Brian, was that Kamala Harris knows, and her team knows, hey, there are plenty of people who, if you just describe the Donald Trump policies, would say, oh, yeah, I'm on board, but throw his name into the mix. And now they're like, I don't know, you know, mean orange guy with the bad tweets. So this was her chance to go and somehow get them. She was not playing to me. She wasn't playing to you. She wasn't even playing to her own base. She was playing to those undecideds who would
right.
love to vote for the policies, but they're not sure about the person. Did she come anywhere close to getting them last night?
No, it completely backfired. And what she should have done is really along the lines of what you said, extend an olive branch to the other side and say, hey, you know, I know there's some people that I know most of you watching right now are not my biggest fans or whatever, but I will be present for all people and all of America, and I will work to help everybody. And, you know, once elected, we're not going to be worrying about partisanship. We're going to be worrying about moving the country forward. She could have had a chance to do that and come across as likable, come across as confident. Instead, she came across as defensive, argumentative, insecure, just in over her head, which has been the theme this entire time. The woman is in over her head. Yep. And there's, I don't think, you know, you've worked in campaigns. I've worked in campaigns. I mean, the bottom line is you could be the best campaign advisors on the planet, but if you have a fundamentally bad candidate, you cannot fix that. You cannot fix that. And what they teach you, you know, is just move on to a different campaign. But they would have jettisoned her last night. I'm telling you, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, they would have dumped her last night if it weren't so late.
Well, how late is it? 19 days left. Could we have yet
another? Are you really saying we'd dump her? Okay, maybe. I mean, if you're desperate enough, but they are desperate enough, because if you look at it right now, I mean, what changes? And, you know, okay, you can have your October surprise bombshells or whatever, but the problem is, people are still sitting there scratching their heads over what she believes and what she would do, and any kind of concrete, specific policy. Now, you and I know she's a Marxist and she's hiding that. But I'm saying, you know, the voter out there scratching their heads, like, well, what will she do? And they're not getting that because she can't articulate it or won't.
Well, thank you. God, Brian, she has such strong support and a competent running mate in Tim Walz. I mean, he'll pick up at the end of it, and it all. Well, we have another 19 days to deal with it. Brian, I want everybody to be following what my dear friend, the media equalizer, is doing. You remind everybody, please, how they do that.
Sure. Yes, it is. Facebook.com/media equalizer, one word, media equalizer, Facebook.com. You just go straight to our page, and we'd love to have you there.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney. It is 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.